Hey, Roxy.
Hey, James.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know why?
Why?
Because Creepy Kingdom has officially launched a Patreon account.
Patreon? What's Patreon?
Well, let me tell you, Patreon is a way that the listeners of the show can support us.
So, like a Kickstarter?
Not exactly. Kickstarter only is a one-time thing. On Patreon, our listeners can support us every month. And in exchange for them supporting us, we will give them special, super awesome prizes.
How much do they have to pay to support us?
They can pay whatever they want. You could pay $1 a month. You could pay $10, $100. It's up to them.
That's really cool. So how can Creepy Kingdom fans find this Patreon thing?
Well, you could go to creepykingdom.com and check the show notes on our recent episodes, or you could go to patreon.com/creepykingdom. That's patreon.com.
I'm going to go check it out right now.
Me too.
Monster Movie Media presents.
This is Corey Burton, the voice of the El Rey Network. And the Haunted Mansion Holidays, and of course Captain Hook, and many others. And you're listening to the Creepy Kingdom Podcast.
Greetings and welcome to episode 88 of the Creepy Kingdom Podcast. A podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II. Coming up, I have a chat with artist Nora C. as we discuss her amazing Haunted Mansion cosplays and a few other Haunted Mansion topics. After that, I'm going to play a clip of myself and Shannon from NightmarishConjurings.com meeting the infamous Kylo Ren at Disneyland. And then after that, Roxy and Cupcake join me for a little listener email. Before we get started, a little note about my chat with Nora. We had some connection problems, and sometimes Skype sounds a little weird and she sounds like a robot sometimes, but I assure you she is not a robot. She is a real live human being. So even though it may be a little hard to hear at some points, we had such a good time chatting, I decided that I still wanted to share it with all of you. So without any further ado, let's begin. All right, I'd like to welcome artist Nora C. to the show. Hello.
Hi.
How you doing this fine evening?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, wow. My pleasure. My pleasure. And we're brought you on the show because of some Haunted Mansion cosplays that you've done, and we're going to get to that in a little bit. But first, I want to kind of take a few steps back and talk about, you know, your artwork. So, how would you describe your art?
Oil paintings. I guess to get really annoying and dorky and history technical, it's not quite realism. It's not quite hyperrealism, and it's not quite trompe-l'oeil. So any art history dorks out there who know what I'm talking about, you'll know what that means.
Okay.
I guess it's kind of on the realism scale. It's realistic sort of oil painting.
That's cool. How long have you been creating oil paintings?
drew ever since I can remember. When I was a kid, I drew, this was, you know, pre-internet, I drew out of fashion magazines, the figures. And I mean, art was just in me. I always just could. I don't know why. So it was a natural progression. When I went to art school, I wanted to learn to paint, and someone put an oil brush in my hand, and I just knew how.
That was it. It was just natural.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that, you know, it was because of the skills I developed teaching myself to draw when I was a kid that I could, you know, do the same thing with a paintbrush. So it didn't just fall out of nowhere, but it was, you know, from that, from the drawing skills.
So I was looking at some of your older work. You see, you did like a series of famous people's faces with something replacing their mouths. And one in particular, you actually did one of Snow White with an apple over her mouth. What was the inspiration for those?
Well, that's actually comical because Snow White, Jagger, oddly go together conceptually because I find Mick Jagger incredibly sexy, whereas Snow White has always been my husband's most, the animated character found most attractive. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a dual series, you know, they kind of go side by side as sort of, well, I like Jagger and my husband likes Snow White. I want her to eat the poison apple.
Okay. So it's like a little jealousy is what you're saying.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Is your husband jealous of Mick Jagger?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So you have done two Haunted Mansion cosplays. So I've seen, yes. You did the living statue of the tightrope walker from the stretching room and a living statue of the Madame Leota's tombstone. So what has inspired you to do Haunted Mansion character cosplay?
Well, I'm obsessed with the Haunted Mansion ever since I was a little girl. I think that is because it was one of my earliest memories. When I was four, I went to Disney World for the first time. In 2014, when Disney had their Disney side contest, and the winners received a trip, you know, to stay overnight in Cinderella's castle and all this. And of course, it was just this dream prize.
Yeah.
And I kind of got to thinking about it, and I'm like, okay, well, I love Halloween and I love Disney World, you know, let me see what I can come up with. And the idea just came to me. Like, there's this, you know, cameo sculpture of Leota on that gravestone, and it's just, why should she be alive? So that's it. I mean, I don't know how to explain how the idea came to me other than that. And then once, as I was physically making the sculpture of the Leota, like the headpiece of it, and making the costume, just all different Haunted Mansions started coming to me. Obviously, I've only made one more because I have, you know, other things to do with my time, unfortunately. But I intend to make many, many more because I have all these ideas for them.
So you have other Haunted Mansion characters that you'd like to do, is what you're saying?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. You're gonna spill the beans?
I kind of don't want to go there because one of the ideas in particular is not to be too much of a tease, but it's a composite of a Haunted Mansion feature, let's say, and a character from Potter that's very well known. And I think it's just so original that I don't want to spill the beans for someone else to do it before I can.
Understandable. So you're inspired by the actual Leota tombstone, which is, which I believe is only in Walt Disney World. And that, it's as her face, and sometimes her eyes move.
Right.
I'm sure you've noticed that for our listeners, just so we're all clear, we're talking about. So, what inspired you after doing that to do the tightrope walker as a statue?
But she's really actually a ballerina in her, you know, outfit, and so that reminded me of Degas' bronze little dancer sculptures, which, interestingly, also kind of strange and dark, these famous bronze and wax statues that he made, you know, kind of instantly recognizable. And that sort of piece of theory combined with tightrope walker sort of led to making her into a bronze statue, bronze human statue like that.
Okay. Interesting. I would have never made that connection with the ballerina thing.
Yeah, no, it's not supposed to be like you're supposed to know this was inspired by Ja, but I just wanted to combine the two ideas.
No, it's cool, and it's definitely original. It's something that no one would have ever thought to do, or I'd never seen anything like it before, so it's really cool.
Thanks. Thank you. I also I kind of was thinking about the merchandise, when you think about the tightrope walker ceramic, I guess it's ceramic. I've never seen it in person, but I think about that too in terms of, actual things becoming actual objects that people take home and want to blow that up back into a life entity, I guess.
How did you create these?
The Leota headpiece was carved styrofoam, and I had never carved styrofoam in my entire life. In fact, that was my first real cosplay. I mean, I guess if you want to get really technical about it, when I was 19, I went to the Mystery Finder 3000 in Minneapolis, and I made a giant paper and chicken wire cruiser, like the spaceship, to put over my body. But in terms of incorporating my body into, an actual, like, additions, like headpieces, and this is my first foray into it, and sculpting styrofoam. Really what it is it's just pieces of craft styrofoam glumped together with great stuff, and then it's carved, it's coated, and then it's painted. And the ballerina headpiece is EVA foam, which is a floor mat foam. I mean, that's what it is. It's the foam you get and you put on your floor to make it soft.
Wow, so you put that all over your skin and on your face too?
No, those are just these foam products, and these are just the things that the headpieces are sculpted from. The stuff that's on my skin is makeup. It's Maron, professional, like theatrical makeup. It's just this powder, this water-activated powder that you get a wet sponge, you dip it in, and you rub it all over your skin.
Oh, okay. That's why I was confused for a second. I was like, wow, that's...
No, I'm not smearing foam all over myself.
And I'd say the paint job, particularly on the Leota, I mean, it looks like really good. It looks like almost identical to the statue as far as the shading and the deterioration kind of that's on it, that kind of look.
Well, thanks. And the reason, that has a more, that has a reference point, right? So I had the Leota to look at while I was painting. So whereas in with the tightrope walker, that wasn't a possibility because that doesn't exist. The only thing I did with the Leota is I lightened her a little bit because she's kind of dark in the actual tombstone, and just the colors of the costume to pop a little bit more just for fun.
Have you gone anywhere with any of these cosplays, or did you just post the pictures online? I mean, have you gone to events is what I'm saying?
No, I only went, unfortunately, the year I did the Leota, I planned to wear her to a Halloween party. I got sick and didn't go, so she's actually never out of my backyard. But the tightrope walker was also taken to a Halloween party. But that's about the size of it. Okay. Nothing like that.
What kind of reactions have you gotten to these at the party and also online?
Well, at the party was fantastic. It was a posh party full of, it's thrown by a lawyer that, knows someone who knows someone, so we got to get the type situation. And so it's a really, big kind of extravaganza. And so I was kind of impressed when everyone kind of oohed and nod over it. And, multiple came up and asked if there was a costume contest. And when I said no, they said, well, there should be. So that was really flattering and made me feel really nice. And as far as online, I mean, I do my paintings and they sell right here in New Orleans, and sometimes I sell them on my own. But when Leota hit, it was just kind of amazing. I mean, I've never done anything creatively that's gotten that level of attention before. And it's just extremely kind of humbling. At the same time, I'm like, yeah, go me kind of thing. So it was just amazing.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah, I thought it was great. And it also, what I realized about it also was that, then you start getting friend requests. And I'm not exactly Little Miss Sunshine. So I'm not the kind of person who's generally like, yeah, please friend request and let's go out and we'll be BFFs forever. So I started getting all these friend requests, and it turned out to be a really, really cool group of people and some of the best friends I have online, at least on Facebook and things like that. So it's also really nice to have this sort of network of people who share this interest that I didn't even know were out there.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of, I mean, the Haunted Mansion fandom is huge. You know, I'd imagine that people are, you know, when Haunted Mansion fans see something like this, they kind of, you know, probably freak out a little bit because usually, you know, within the Haunted Mansion fan community, I guess there's pretty much everyone kind of knows the people that create the art and stuff, you know? So when someone like, you know, it wasn't, you weren't necessarily a part of that community, just to, you know, I'm sure it was definitely got you a lot of attention, and I'm not surprised that people were sending you friend requests and everything like that.
Yeah, it's just cool. It was just cool.
Cool. So you said you live in New Orleans.
Yes, I do. I've lived here for 14 years.
14 years. Wow.
Yeah.
So geographically, you're close to Walt Disney World. You did mention there you went there when you were younger. Is that some? Do you go there regularly, or is it just every once in a while, whatever?
Unfortunately, I don't go there as I like, because, you know, I'm an artist, so I'm not exactly rolling money over here. but I was lucky enough to have a wedding there in 2012, and we had, yes, indeed, an admission-themed wedding, which was awesome and out of this world.
Wow.
And of our wedding package, we got, as part of our package, we got a Magic Kingdom photo shoot, which was probably one of the coolest experiences I've ever had. And we, you know, to the mansion. No, we didn't go in it. You know, we weren't, you know, in the tableau or anything like that. But we went to it, and we got these amazing shots in front of, you know, in the exit area and in the entrance area, the hearse out front and things like that. You know, it was just surreal being able to kind of explore the entire Magic Kingdom, but particularly the mansion at, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning when the only other people there, you know, workmen.
Wow, that's really cool. I didn't know that was something that you could do, is get this kind of private photo shoot there. That's cool.
Yeah, it cost a fortune, but it was the one that was worth every penny.
I'm sure. So is there any other attractions you love at Walt Disney World besides Haunted Mansion?
Like love? No. I like Thunder Mountain. I like Splash Mountain. I love the Tiki Room and Pirates. But I mean, as far as, you know, totally obsessed in love with, it's got to be the mansion.
Alrighty. Just wanted to make sure. Have you been back since they opened the Haunted Mansion store?
No, I have not. I have friends that go there regularly, and they are forever tagging me in pictures of the store, telling me I have to get my butt down there and how crazy it is.
That's cool. I haven't gotten to see it yet either. It opened up like a week after the last time I was there. So it's quite a bummer. And lastly,
that had to suck.
Yeah. Have you ever gone there during Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party?
Yes, that was because we got married the Saturday before Christmas, or not Christmas, the Saturday before Halloween in 2012. And then also I was there, I want to say in 2009, I went for that.
Okay, cool. Because that's a real special thing they do when they, you know, all the maids and butlers have like zombie makeup on and they have cobwebs all over them, which is only during the Halloween party.
Yeah, that's cool. I especially enjoyed that during the shovels around Main Street and the sparks fly up. Yeah, that's pretty rad.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Well, if people want to find you online, how do they do so?
Oh, God. Now there's so many social media forums. I'm kind of overwhelmed with it all. NoraC.com is my website. NoraC Art on Facebook. NoraC Art on Instagram.
Basically, it's NoraC Art on all social media.
Yeah, social media is NoraC Art. Website's NoraC.
Cool. Well, I look forward to what you have up, you know, coming next. You've really intrigued me, particularly with your tease for your next cosplay. We'll all keep our eyes peeled waiting for that. Is there any time? Any timeline?
I don't know when. Probably not until next Halloween, when I, you know, put aside some time to actually, you know, make a new costume. However, I am working on a series of Haunted Mansion painting, so you can keep your eyes out for that.
Awesome. We will. And I'll be sure to be posting them so everyone can see them. So awesome.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you very much, James. It was great talking to you.
Hello, sir. There's a map. It's hidden in a drawer, which is hidden from us. I want that droid.
We'll do.
Tell me what you
need. We don't know anything about BB-8. Never heard of BB-8.
Your faith in the resistance is admirable and foolish. But you have no information, and I have no information. By all means.
Thank you, sir. I won't you know anything about a droid. Thank you.
No.
Go quickly. He's telling us to go quickly. All right, it's time for listener email. I'm here with Roxy and Cupcake.
Hey. Hola.
Hola to you, too. Roxy, why don't you dip into the digital mailbag and pull one out.
Okay. This is from Danielle, and the subject is Last Creepy in Osborne Lights.
Okay.
Hi, Creepy Kingdom. I thought I'd send my last pic of the famous purple cat that's hidden every year in the Osborne Spectacle of Dancing Lights. I will miss it dearly. Keep on laughing, but please give Safari another chance. It's not boring. You just need the right tour guide. Ex-driver, I take great pride in my attraction, which is also not on a track. Happy 2016 to you all. Sincerely, Disney Danielle.
Oh, Disney Danielle was a cast member, or is a cast member.
She might still be a cast member, but she's an ex-driver of the Safari. So this, of course, is referencing one of our recent episodes where I had declared that I am not a fan of the Kilimanjaro Safaris because I thought it was boring. And also replying to a listener that doesn't like my laughing. So that's what she was referencing there.
Yeah.
So, but first of all, let's go to the first part about this. The purple cat and the Osborne lights.
I've never seen the Osborne family lights spectacle.
Nor have I.
I've completely lost out.
Nor have I. I've never been there during Christmas. So, Roxy, you're the one. Have you seen this cat in person?
No.
Did you know this cat existed?
Yes.
Okay.
I knew the cat existed. I have not seen the cat in person. I've only gotten to see the Osborne lights once. So, and it's there's so much. And there's so much to look at, and we only watched them one time. So now I missed it. I'm sure if I had stood there and watched them like a few times, I probably could have found it. But
you might have had a seizure, too.
And as we mentioned in the last show, that they have gone away forever. This is the last run of the Osborne Spectacle of Dancing Lights at Disney Hollywood Studios.
How many years was it on for?
I don't even know. Long time. If I had to guess, sometime ahead,
must have been at least 10 years. Because
I would say more than that.
Yeah, because Roxy, I remember when did we go to Walt Disney World? 2008. I think we went to Disney World in 2008, and then that's why I think that more, it has to be more than 10 years. So.
I would say 15 at least. I'm not sure. I'm not quite the Osborne Lights historian, but
sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
But I know we're all sad that you know, Cupcake and I haven't seen it. Roxy really wanted to see it one last time, so the purple cat has been gone. But I've heard rumors that it's the light show is going to return not under the Osborne branding, but after maybe after some things open up. Because Hollywood Studios is about to enter massive construction, building Star Wars Land and Toy Story Land.
Which is awesome.
So,
awesome.
Yeah, no, I've heard some rumors, and, I don't want to say them and say that they're my rumors. Because they're not. I just heard it somewhere else. So, I just heard that. I'll just leave it at that.
So, yeah, hopefully the lights will come back in one way or another.
Oh, we should also mention, she attached a picture of the cat.
Yes. Yes, she did. Said.
So I'll definitely post that in the show notes. Thank you so much, Danielle, for sending that in. And
yes. Jumbo Danielle!
Huh?
That's from Safari.
From the Safari. Man, what is with y'all? Jumbo.
No. Okay, I've only been on it once. I actually really liked it. I know I wasn't on the other episode, but I thought it was fun. But I also think it depends on what time you go, because most animals sleep in the middle of the day. So it's like at night when it's like sundown when they're active, or first thing in the morning when they're eating. It's probably the best time to go.
All right, Danielle, I'll be honest about the Safari. I'll say this now. I've gone on it once. That was in 2009. It was raining and nothing was happening. So, you know.
I think you really shouldn't give it another chance.
Danielle, I'll tell you what. The next time James and I are together, I am going to make him sit down with me and look through the hundreds of pictures that I took the last time I was on the Safari. And he can see how much fun it actually is when you get to see all the animals.
Oh, I'll write it next time I'm there. I don't want to look at your pictures of animals.
Yeah, you told me to. I just promised Disney Danielle. Don't make me a liar.
It's not necessary. So I will give it a chance. But once again, I have to say, every time this happens, I just love it. I get so blown away that cast members listen to our show is so awesome. I don't know if you're still a cast member or not, Danielle, but the fact that you were and that you dig what we do here, that just warms my heart.
Aww.
That's not creepy.
All the warm fuzzies.
I know, but you know.
Yeah, that's really not creepy.
Well, maybe it is.
You should have said it warms my black little heart.
It melts my black heart.
There you go. Put in some like lightning and thunder effects and
creates
there you go, creepy.
Black water that in 10 freezes again and creates black ice.
What the heck?
I don't know where he's going with this.
I don't even know. I was like, is that a horror movie that I don't know about? Black ice. Coming to a theater near you.
There it is. It's got you. There it is now. Black ice.
That's it. Right. That we're going to make that movie. I wonder what horror director.
Fog.
Ooh.
Who?
Yeah.
Stephen King, he did The Fog, you know, or The Mist.
Yeah, Black Eyes. Black Eyes. Gotcha. So to sum up Danielle's email, and thanks for telling me to keep on laughing. I thought that was really nice.
Yay.
Yes, I agree. You should keep on laughing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I will keep laughing at you.
Wow. Not with
I'll
me, huh?
I'll keep laughing at both of you. That's all around.
Wow. Okay. The line of the sand has been drawn. All right, cool. Well, thank you, Danielle, for writing in. And if you would like to write in, whether you're a cast member or not, you could do it by emailing us at creepykingdom@gmail.com.
I'm going to send in a couple questions.
Or you could just ask them right now because you're on the show. That's so much more effort.
Yeah, I just like hearing Roxy read them.
Yeah, she wants to like actually write us emails.
All right, yeah, definitely write us some emails and we'll have Roxy read your emails because I'm sure all listeners want to know, you know, the answers to your questions.
Totally. Of course they do.
Thanks again to Nora for coming on the show, and thank you to Kylo Ren for not force choking us when we didn't know which droid had the map he was looking for and stuff. But if you would like to contact us here at the show, you could do so by emailing us at creepykingdom@gmail.com. And if you would like to check out any of our other podcasts, such as Roxy's World, the Even James the Podcast, and Curvy Cutie Chat, you can just go to monstermoviemedia.com. And for show notes, videos, creepy Disney cosplay, and fan art pictures, links to all of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google+, Tumblr, and Pinterest, just go to creepykingdom.com. And if you are on Facebook and are a listener of this show, which if you're listening to this at this point, I would assume that you are, then we would love it if you joined our Facebook group. which is called The Citizens of Creepy Kingdom. You can find it by going to the Creepy Kingdom page on Facebook. Just search Creepy Kingdom and you'll find it right away. Well, until next time.
I have a girl now. It is midnight. Pleasant dreams.